This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. You could say Michigan was built on fur pelts. Native tribes were trapping animals for fur long before the French founded Detroit to protect the French fur trade. Roy Dahlgren is the chapter president of the Upper Peninsula Trappers Association. Roy, take us back into the history of trapping in Michigan. When was it at its peak?
Well, that would be back before Michigan was a state. Mackinac Island, that was a heavy fur trade. That's why they built that island to protect the fur trade. I think it was 13 times it's been traded hands by different countries, and it was mostly about the fur trade.
Where are we today with how many trappers are in Michigan?
It's been steady for a few years. We have 160 members in our district, and we probably have a total of about 600 in the five districts in the UP.
It's not a huge number, but you're saying it's kind of holding steady?
It's been holding steady since we organized our local chapters in the 80s, early 80s. Trapping used to be a sole person's job. They wouldn't tell other people where they were trapping or what they were catching or how they catch it. Hence, the information would be lost when that person passed on. And we started giving information to one another and teaching the young kids how to trap and showed them the proper way, the proper techniques so that they would be successful. We've grown from 30, 40 people to, like I say, about 600 since the 70s that are members. Now, there's a lot of trappers that are still in the old spirit that aren't members. They want to do it on their own. They want to stay secretive.
Roy, are there people in the UP still relying on trapping for their livelihood, or is it more of a hobby or a little extra money on the side?
For most people, I would say it's money on the side, but there are, I would say, somewhere around 100 or so people in the UP, if not more, that rely on it as, a good source of their income. More and more are relying on Mother Nature, for put food on their table and put some money in their pocket.
Roy, I know you sound like the kind of guy who is basically a lifelong trapper. So with that in mind, you don't need me to tell you that there are people who ardently believe it's very wrong for an animal to die so some human can sport a fur coat or a vest, and that what you and the other trappers are doing is they feel terrible. What's your response to those people?
Well, our best thing that we can do is try and educate them, that Mother Nature is a lot worse than humans ever could be on the wildlife.
Give me a sense of what you mean by that when you say Mother Nature is more cruel and more harsh than perhaps what you and the other trappers are doing.
We'll just take the last winter we had here in the UP and even northern lower Michigan. I guess even Detroit had a bad winter.
We did.
You take all of them animals that died from starvation during that winter. Now, there would have been a lot worse if there hadn't been the deer hunters out in the fall. It's the same way with trapping. They'll get overpopulated and either die from winter starvation because there's not enough food to sustain them all, or they'll die from a disease.
Your organization, Roy, works, as you mentioned, to get kids involved with trapping, and you have events over the winter that'll bring in, a couple hundred kids on a given Saturday. Are you seeing fewer kids interested in trapping or outdoor activities in general?
Actually, no, we've done it for 9 years now, and we've grown and grown every year. We've had more and more kids coming, more kids that are getting into the cross-country skiing or the snowshoeing.
Now, what do you think it takes to hook a kid into outdoor activities and keep them interested?
You got to make it exciting. When you take a kid out on a trap line, you bring hot dogs or sausages along the way, and you stop and you build a bonfire during the day to show them how to make a little shelter in case something happens. Make it fun and interesting, and they want to come back every time.
Roy Dahlgren is the president of District 3 of the Upper Peninsula Trappers Association, and he joined us from Sawyer Lake near Iron Mountain in the UP. Roy, good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.